Prop 4 would amend the Constitution to allow counties to finance the development of what are termed unproductive, underdeveloped, or blighted areas. Democrat State Representative Joe Pickett of El Paso authored the proposition. He says current law already grants cities the right to issue these sorts of bonds, and he wants to extend the law to include counties as well.
Counties work independently most of the time from cities. If a county wants to develop a roadway, attract commercial development, capture new values that weren't there before, they can use that money to build the road.
Pickett says this is essentially an amendment designed to improve county roadways without raising property taxes. And given the tightening of state and federal transportation budget dollars, he thinks this is a prudent solution. Opponents of the proposed amendment say extending the rights of counties to issue development bonds will result in those counties buying up private property from unwilling sellers in these unproductive areas, essentially eminent domain abuse. Michael Quinn Sullivan is the president of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility.
We disagree with the idea, with the underlying idea that local government should be taking property from one person and giving it to another. And certainly we shouldn't then be giving them taxing authority, or rather debt-making authority, to underwrite that activity.
Representative Pickett disagrees that Prop 4 will change a county's power of eminent domain. Instead, Pickett feels that the areas where roads and infrastructure are improved should have the right to distribute the money from that growth as they see fit. Early voting continues through next Friday. Election day is November 8th. Andy Euler, KUT News.